This is the CMN Network, MI3.
KD9HAY Mobile.
CMN Network, 220.
Good morning, WJ7CA monitoring.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
W9DRG. W9DRG. Get your HT on their desk. KC9DKX, LaPorte. W9DRG. Get your portable on there, Dennis. KC9DKX, LaPorte.
CMN Network.
KC9DKX, W9DRG.
Hey, Mr. Dennis, you do have your HT on. Did you get your burn pile going?
No, looks like the wind has died down a little bit. Yeah, I was getting ready to go out there and fire it up there shortly.
Roger that. Yep, I thought I'd give you a quick touch with base with there real quick. I got a few things to do before work, but, yeah, we had to put the door back on that big dog cage. That little one, those little, T-lines there are getting real spunky there. I don't want them getting in scratching up my car, so I told the other half, so we're going to have to keep them caged up. It's a big, big old huge cage. It's a dog cage, but we're going to have to keep them so they don't go scratching up my car. They're getting out where they can, they're wanting to romp and climb and play. They're playing, and it's like those claws, those little claws are so sharp. So she, I got the door back on it. She's fixing it up for them. So we're going to, when we're at work, we're going to keep them caged so they can't go roaming in the garage and get into anything or something fall on them and hurt them. But I'm getting to where I can't wait till they go to their new owners. I'm just too old to mess with all these animals.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, when my brother had them wild cats have kittens in his garage, yeah, they were all over his motorcycles and everything, making a mess in there.
Yep, that's what I told my wife. I said, the garage is the garage. It's not an animal kennel. I love animals just as much as she does, but this unexpected pregnancy from this other animal here, it's like, yeah, problem. I'm glad they all got home, so... And the one girl, she's out past Walkerton somewhere. She's real excited to get the two gray ones. They all got pretty much blue eyes right now. I hope they keep their blue eyes. They're pretty animals. Got real pretty eyes. But I did determine the one gray one's a male. I can't tell with the other three yet. But I think the other three are quite possibly female. So if that's the case, we've got three females, one male. And Mama's scheduled for the 26th of this month to get fixed, so no more babies.
Yeah, that's good. I'm wondering how my brother's doing with his. He did catch that female and had her fixed. But you know, that's not saying that any more might come around and get in there and do the same thing. You never know.
animal. Most cat owners, they just get them because, oh, they're so cute. And I've told many people I've come across that want kids. I said they all get big. Felines are full grown in 12 months. They all turn into big animals. They all, their needs change a little bit as they get, you know. They need a lot of attention when they're small. But once they get away from mama and don't need her milk anymore, I mean, they grow real fast. But you gotta fix your animals, man. You gotta fix, you got males, you gotta neuter them or whatever you need to do. And the females, you gotta fix them or you just get an overpopulation. And I told my wife, I said, we gotta stop this from happening because there's too many male animals coming by. I bet you could sweep through town and probably come up with 50, 60 feral cats. They're all over the place.
Yeah, my brother had, well, last year he had one male cat. Now he had that for years. That was an old cat too. Those other cats were just wild cats that came around. There was still, like I say, he still had a male and a female out there, but they kept hiding out. Every time they'd see somebody, they'd take off. But and he had a hard time getting rid of his without getting them euthanized because that's took him a long time to get rid of the last one. So just because of that, he didn't want to see him euthanized, so.
Yeah, I hear you there. I don't even like to see that stuff. That guy I was telling you about on the phone, Sean, he was a... he only had a couple more years of school to go, and he would have been a full-blown veterinarian. But his job was to euthanize animals, and he said in one day, he put down like 30 of them. I said, man, I could not do that job, man. I wouldn't want that job. I wouldn't even want to be around to see it. Because I like my animals, man. Animals are always been a big part of our life, man. Without animals, I don't know what I would do. They keep me sane. I had one that used to ride in the car with me. Somebody stole him. He was too friendly, and somebody took him. But he was a big tabby, man. He was fun to go out in the Mustang with because he'd lay up on the dashboard or lay in the back window, and people just loved him. I had so many people come up to me wanting to pet him, and can I pet him? I said, oh, yeah, he loves attention. But it was really cool, man. I kind of miss it. I still think he's close by. I think the two girls a couple blocks over took him. And I've yet to see him in anybody's windows, but I've been looking for him. But yeah, I love him. I wish, work-wise, I worked with animals instead of what I do. But I don't know. I suppose that would get old, too, after a while.
Yeah, when I come out, my son was gone. He took his one of his dogs to the dog park somewhere. I don't know where he went, but yeah, hopefully they have fun out there.
Yeah, my daughter's got two huskies, and I told her, I said, honey, those are the wrong breed of dogs for you. You don't have enough time. They're high-energy dogs. They love the outside. They don't like to be cooped up in the house. They hate cages. I told her, I said, you got two animals that you probably shouldn't even have because they're not outside enough. You guys don't play well enough with them and don't walk them and run them. Huskies they're super high energy dogs. They like to run and play. They're like hyperactive. It's crazy.
Yeah, we had one time, Husky and Shepherd mix, and she was a neat dog, but yeah, they're like that. That German Shepherd I had was like that too. Had to spend a lot of time with them.
Yep, that's why my female tabby is. She wants attention. She's so attached to me. She follows me everywhere like a dog. She goes to bed with me, gets up with me. She's by my side constantly. She's just, I keep telling her, I said, you're a dog. You're not a feline. You're a dog. He has something. I know my wife just watching the neighbor's dog. He asked us to watch him. Him and his wife had to leave for a while, and he left him in the 3 yards fenced in, and he's like, keep an eye on him, will you? He likes to dig underneath the fence and get out. Man, this dog's probably 125 pounds. He's a male German Shepherd. He's huge. He's got a black face. He's a real pretty, real pretty dog. But man, he keeps going to the back door, winding in. I hope he gets home soon because Doggy wants to go inside. He's sick of the backyard already. But I'm keeping an eye on Marcos. He'll try to dig his way out.
Yeah, I had a neighbor one time. They had some kind of terrier. Oh, that's what that thing did. He wanted to come play with our German Shepherd, and every chance he got, he was digging a hole under the fence. I was constantly filling in holes and blocking them off, and yeah.
UC9DX. Yeah, he took some wire, like chicken wire, and some metal spikes and drilled down the grounds because last time he dug and got out. Man, this dog's not small. A little kid could ride him. He's that big. He's huge. I asked his daughter, I said, how heavy is he? She goes, he's about 126 pounds. I'm like, jeez. I couldn't even pick him up. How do you take it? If you're an older person and that dog collapses and you got to get him to the vet, how would you move a dog that big? You'd have to put him on some kind of cart and pick him up or drag him in a blanket or something. I don't even think I could pick, I couldn't pick him up. He's too heavy for me.
W9DRG. Yeah, you'd have to have some help on that.
Oh, man, I bet. I bet. If a dog collapses on you and you can't pick them up to get them in the car, you'd have a problem. They don't have an ambulance for dogs.
I think it was last year before, that we took our cat to the vet. Now, he's a big boy. He's got to be at least 20 pounds now. And there was no way I could get him in that cat carrier. And, you know, he was just all claws out. He wasn't going in there. Well, we had to put him in a tote, you know, a little tote. That worked. We got him in there.
Yeah, that's how Mia is. She doesn't like the cage cat carrier. You got to grab both of her legs. You got to grab her legs and force her in there. She absolutely hates it and hates cars, period. Quite a chore when they gotta go to the vet. We're gonna have fun getting her and to get her fixed. But it's gotta be done. Otherwise, there's gonna be more babies on the way. And I told my wife, I'm not going through this again. It's just too stressful for me with work and everything we gotta do. I don't want to deal with this again.
Yeah, I'm done with the cats and kittens and all that stuff now. But they're neat.
Yeah. Grandson's coming out this weekend. He wants to see the one he's getting. It's like, well, if he can eat hard food by that time, I'm just going to let him take him. If he doesn't need mama anymore, he can take him. Just have to give him, he might have to soften his hard food for a couple weeks. But he's got some sharp teeth. I stuck my finger in his mouth. They're capable of chewing it up. They just have to kind of learn how to eat because they're used to mama, you know. So they learn really quick. They're smart. It's they have instincts that they just learn how to do it on their own. But the way you do it is you mix a little water with hard food and kind of get it mushy, and then they'll eat it that way. So then as they get a little bit older, another week or two, they'll be able to eat hard food without having to soften it up for them. But and the ones that got two of them that are eating soft food already now, so they could probably go almost any time now. They're funny. They're all playing and hopping on each other and stuff. It's fun to watch them play. But my wife's going to cry. I know when they get picked up or we deliver the one, we got to take the one, we're going to meet that girl halfway. When she's going to cry because the babies are going to be gone. She's like their human mother. She's getting way too attached to them. I said, you got to remember, they're only going to be here maybe another week and a half, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, if you lived out there on a farm and you could let them on the farm or something, and, you know, that'd be neat. But, yeah, other than that, you have to get out of hand in no time.
I had two husbands that were farmers, one in Kankakee, Illinois, and one in La Crosse. And they always had a lot of barn cats and farm cats to keep the rodents down. And they were born and they all lived outside. They did really good. like they were, they didn't like humans too much because they were kind of, they were just farm cats. They didn't, if you want a cat to be, you know, close to you, you got to handle them from the time they're little on up, pretty much. You can get adults to do it, but if you start right from when they're little, man, they'll be your best friend forever. So it's kind of neat. They're quirky little things. But anyway, I wanted to touch base with you there before I head out for work. I'm going to be cutting out of here in about an hour.
All right, yeah, I was just getting ready to go out here. I'm going to go see what the, if the wind's not blowing too bad, I'm going to light that pile up out there. All right, I'll probably get you out there later on there, Rick.
Okay, yeah, if you got time, I'll look for you for a while. It's, if you see if you make it, I'll monitor when I get home. I'm going to cut it early tonight. I just got very little to do tonight, so I'll be in and out pretty quick. Okay, we'll catch up with you later there, Dennis. Have a good one, and get her all burned up, and we'll talk at you tonight sometime. TEC9DKX. I'll be clear on yours there, Dennis.
All right, 73W9BRG.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.